This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
If any of the following conversation raises any issues for you, you can find a list of support services at joy.org.au/support. That's joy.org.au/support. And we don't talk about the high rates of intimate partner and sexual violence that trans women experience, often at the hands of cisgender men. Well, joining me is Star Lady, director of the Zoe Bell Gender Collective. Star is an advocate working tirelessly to bring attention and action to this crisis. Star Lady, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, you've been travelling across Australia advocating to end cis men's violence against trans women. Can you share with us a little bit about what you've been working on?
Yeah, well, over the last few years, we've been working on a campaign called TransFem, which is a prevention of violence campaign addressing cis men's violence against trans women. But we've also been delivering training and education to family violence services like refuges and sexual assault services. And we've also been advocating both on a sort of state-based and federal level, including things we've been advocating in around, the national plan to end violence against women and children that specifically mentions trans women, but that's all that it does. It's just incredibly tokenistic, and there is actually no broad plan to address violence against trans women or LGBTI people more broadly, and no specific funding is being allocated to do that work. And so we're just advocating and highlighting that, in particular, trans women have been sort of excluded from, the sort of movements and services that prevent violence against women broadly, and that we deserve a seat at the table. And just to also acknowledge, I think, that trans women, First Nations trans women, including sister girls, trans women of colour, people, trans women from refugee and migrant backgrounds and trans sex workers are just really disproportionately impacted by that violence. But there's such big barriers to getting sort of support that we need.
I mean, that's a lot of or a significant amount of work that you're doing. And you mentioned that it's not being funded as such. What in the work that you're doing, what's driving the violence towards trans women?
Broadly, it's just societal, attitudes. We're talking about heteronormativity. We're talking about cisnormativity. We're just talking about stigma. Many of the men who date trans women might be men who identify as heterosexual or straight. Some of them might be in the sort of bisexual, pansexual sort of communities, but they're not necessarily always guys who are out. And because, the attitudes of their family, friends and communities that don't support their attraction or relationships with trans women, they often shame them for that. And that shaming drives violence towards trans women. We know that men whose families and friends talk to them and have explicitly told them, it doesn't matter who you love. What matters is that you respect them and they respect you, and that we support your relationships with trans women or trans women and people. Those relationships are much more likely to be healthy and long-lasting. But when his friends and family shame him for his attraction towards trans women or trans women and people, that can sometimes lead to, those men perpetrating violence or just seeing trans women as sort of objects for sex. I've had men explicitly tell me, I like hooking up with trans women, but I only date cis women because that's what my friends and family expect of me. So it's that broad. We need to change societal attitudes to prevent that violence.
A friend of mine has started dating a trans woman, and she's almost in disbelief that they're having a healthy, respectful relationship. And That makes me quite sad to think that that's the, you know, it's the odd thing that happens rather than it being the normal thing that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen, and it's really great. There's been some, you know, really supportive men who've, like, connected with the Trans Femme Project, which is run by the Zoe Bell Gender Collective, and they've reached out with us, and they're working with us, and that we can, if we're supported, then we can have those sort of, like, you know, healthy relationships. But unfortunately, it's not the status quo, and trans women and trans women and people experience significant, you know, levels of violence against, you know, against them by cis men. Obviously, trans women can date people, you know, many different genders, but often, you know, in particular, if trans women are dating women, those, I think some of those relationships, you know, can sometimes be more respectful, though there can be issues in those relationships as well.
Tell us a little bit about the Trans Femme campaign itself. I understand you've also launched it overseas.
Yeah, and so we've got, like, our website, we have resources for trans women, we have resources for cis men, but we also have resources for their family and friends. And what's really exciting, I mean, I've sort of, like, we don't have, Zoe Bell Gender Collective doesn't have a lot of money, but I've emptied out our bank accounts because it's, I think we're doing well, you know, internationally leading work. There's nothing like it anywhere around the world. And I know at least for English-speaking countries, you know, across Australia, that it works and it reaches them. And so we recently did a small campaign through Grindr in Canada, and we're about to do that in the UK, you know, as well. We're hoping to sort of get those ideas out there on a global level, but also to be, you know, recognised, you know, for our work, you know, internationally.
Star Lady, with the recent result of the election in the US, do you see yourself launching the campaign over there as well?
I think it's really important that we do, you know, launch the campaign. You know, if I can have the sort of, like, funds and resources to do it, I'm hoping, you know, even sometimes I just hope, you know, a lot of, like, gay men who run LGBTI organizations are also on Grindr, and I'm hoping, you know, that other people at least get inspired by the ideas of Trans Femme and that they can do similar work in their own sorts of, you know, their own countries, like in the UK or the US. It would be great to sort of form, you know, alliances, you know, international alliances in this work.
As you continue this vital work, Star Lady, how can we all support you and, I suppose, the broader movement to end violence against trans women?
I think, A, you can get on the sort of Trans Femme website, you can share it, you can promote it, you can read, there's a family and friends section. It's about having conversations with, you know, the cis, like, bi or straight men in your life, you know, around their sort of relationships with trans women and respecting trans women. I think one of the big things that I've learned is that sort of, like, clear messaging, you know, parents having conversations with young men and being really clear about it doesn't matter who you love as long as there's respect in those relationships. And that prevents violence broadly against all LGBTIQA plus people. But we also need to be seeing this in schools and in other, you know, other sites. We need to sort of pressure, you know, our sort of, like, family violence and prevention of violence services, that they take this seriously and that they include us in the conversation. Because I think in Victoria is definitely doing a lot better than the other states, but there's so much work that needs to be done in this space, and it won't change unless we as a community demand more for our community. We deserve more.
Star Lady, I'm going to get you to tell us the website, but we'll let everyone in on a little joke. We had a little joke off air because last time we spoke, we did the www, didn't we, before the website?
Yeah, well, I forgot to say that it was like transfem.com.au. I just went www. It was all flustered. It was hilarious. But get on the Trans Femme website, share our resources, you know, and also, you know, our ZGBC has done, I guess, other work in and around sex and consent for trans and gender diverse people more broadly and our partners, and you can find that on the Zoe Bell Gender Collective website as well.
Star Lady, great to chat with you. Important discussion, a discussion that needs to continue, and we all need to consider how we can be an ally in the fight to end gendered violence.
Totally. You can also, like, we have a great donation button as well, and you can support us through donations, which would be much appreciated.
So transfem.com.au. Star Lady, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. That is Star Lady, Director of the Zoe Bell Gender Collective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.